Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is backed up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Cobb County is home to some of the best high school football action in the country. And each week, we'll break down the biggest stories in and around the county with our resident high school football guru, John Bednarowski. And now, with his co-host, Darren Sutherland, it's Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
Welcome into the Week 5 edition of the Cobb Football Friday podcast. I'm Marietta Daily Journal sports editor John Bednarowski. And always, I am with the Sultan of Youth Football, Darren Sutherland.
Well, it's not always, John. J.P. Edwards did a fine job sitting in for me last week. Glad to be back. And let's do this thing.
Sounds like a winner. You know, in all honesty, that last week was the exception that made the rule.
Right.
So I'm always with you.
That's right. Hey, thanks to our sponsors, Otter's Fried Chicken, Edville's Automotive, Pinnacle Orthopedic. As always, Jay and the fine folks at Superior Plumbing, Cobb County's plumber. And my buddies, Johnson and Alday, attorneys at law. You're hurt in an accident, you slip and fall somewhere. Call Bobby and John. They do a great service over at Johnson and Alday right there off the square on Roswell Street in Marietta. Hey, this week got big stories coming up. Grayson faces Harrison, Parkview in Marietta, and Kennesaw Mountain in a big game against Cal, John. But before we start and go too far, that Campbell High School powerhouse is doing pretty good. What you got?
Campbell's 3-0. I believe it's the first time since 2006. They're going to head down to Roswell this week. We'll talk about that here in a minute, but you know, Howie DeCristofaro has done a fine job really getting the kids to believe over there. You know, this is his third year with the program, and he has them believing. He has some numbers, and they have taken care of business the first 3 weeks. And I'm anxious to see what they do against Roswell, because as nice as it is to be 3-0, they are taking a serious step up in competition this week. So we're going to actually get to see exactly where they're at. And, you know, Pebble Brook, they're 4-0, but they got there the easy way. They were supposed to play Miller Grove last Friday, and that game was one of those that got canceled because of our COVID situation. And but that was a forfeit win. It's the first time that they're 4-0 since 2000. So they're going to be looking to go 5-0. Also for the first time since 2000.
Short recap of last week, John. What was the big games that snuck out? And then we'll take a sneak preview of this week's games.
Big games from last week. The one that surprised me the most was West Forsyth and Walton. You know, both, you know, it was a close game last year, but I really felt like Walton had really taken a couple of steps forward. And they put up 35 points. Problem was, is West Forsyth put up 51. So that game was a little bit surprising. And then Marietta playing Camden County.
Yeah.
You know, that, again, kind of like the McEachern game the week before, was close for a little while. And then it's like the second half, whatever adjustments that they make, they're doing a great job with the halftime adjustments, because Tyler Hughes just took off. And they put 40 on the board against Camden County. And, you know, look out, because the 2019 champions are coming.
Great info. Stick around with us. We're coming right back. Going to do 90 seconds around the county with John. We're not going to count it down, but we're only going to give Stratford Academy 5 of those 90 seconds and talk a little bit about it right here on Cobb Football Friday.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey! We do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG now.
John, I'm going to set the clock in my mind, not in your mind, but let's go down this week's games and see who you think is going to win and why.
Well, I think it's a pretty good slate. We mentioned Campbell in the opening block just a little bit. Big step up against Roswell. I don't know if they can handle that quite yet, but I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I like Roswell in this one. Newton at McEachern. McEachern comes in 2-2. They are playing some pretty good football. I like Bryce Archie. Caleb Webb, we're going to talk about him in a little while. His story is just unbelievable to start the year. I like McEachern in this one. Morrow at Hillgrove. Justin Deshaun's had a rough start over there at Hillgrove at 0-3. This week they get their first win against Morrow. I can almost say bank that one. North Cobb at Etowah, another bankable game. I think Malachi Singleton might be done by the end of the first quarter. I don't see any way that Etowah can stop North Cobb. I wish it was going to be a better game. I just don't think it is. Wheeler at Lassiter. Lassiter needs to win this game to stay in the playoff race. I know it's still early, but you don't want to get that second region loss this early. You know, they could start 3-1 in the region or 2-1 in the region. They'll be in pretty good shape. South Cobb at Pope. Pope tied for the lead in the region. They are playing good football. I think they'll win that one. Stratford Academy at Mount Perrin Christian. This one's going to be interesting. Stratford comes in averaging 48 points a game. They played George Walton and Westfield.
I told you Stratford was getting 5 seconds next game.
Yeah, we don't know what that means. So I think Mount Perrin's going to come out on top. North Cobb Christian at Fellowship Christian. North Cobb Christian, after two wins to open the season, lost the last two. Fellowship is tough. This is not going to be an easy place for them to play. I kind of like Fellowship in this one. And Walker at Community Christian. I think Walker's going to get their first win of the year. And plus they own Community Christian came in here last year, I think beat them 14-12. So
isn't Community Christian the JV team for Bishop Sycamore?
I think that might be it.
If you know the Bishop Sycamore's folks story, you'll laugh about that. Hey, got some big good stories coming out. Coronavirus. What is going on with coronavirus in Cobb County football?
Well, it's affecting it.
Yeah.
This is going to be our seventh game that we've lost with Osborne and Allatoona. We've averaged basically 2 games a week so far.
Called this, Allatoona or Osborne?
Osborne. Unfortunately, they had their game canceled last week. They also canceled their JV and their freshman games this week. So, obviously, it is working its way through the team. Hopefully, they will be back on the field pretty soon because they had been getting a lot better. And I hate to see whatever momentum that they had squashed. So, I fully expect them to be back next week. Unfortunately, they lose this game. It just goes down as a cancellation.
You know, we talk Malachi Singleton. We talk the kid from Pebble Brook. We talk Bryce Archie. We talk all these other players. But you've highlighted him earlier in the show, and you're thinking about him again. What's up with Caleb Webb at McEachern, man?
Caleb Webb, in the first game of the year against Kell down at the Corky Kell Classic, caught three touchdown passes on statewide or regional TV. Really kind of made put his name out there.
Yeah.
He hasn't slowed down at all. This past week when they played Hillgrove, they were up 22-0 about 4 minutes into the game. He had caught a touchdown pass and returned a kickoff for a touchdown. Later in the first half, he caught another touchdown pass and returned a punt for a touchdown. So he's got like 8 or 9 touchdowns already through the first 4 games. He is just blowing up both as a receiver. He's one of the top 3 receivers in the county. But he's already got 3 kick returns for touchdowns.
Man.
So, if
– holla Billy White Shoes Johnson in the high school ranks, huh?
I'm telling you, he's
– boy, that aged us.
Well, you know, it's one thing for me to use 80s references. Now you're going back to the 70s. So he's going to be All-State, if not as a receiver, then as a kick returner. At the rate he's going, he's going to end up with about 6 or 7 kicks returned for a touchdown.
And finally, real quick, what's going on with the Mustangs? And we're not talking about Ford. We're talking about Kennesaw Mountain.
Kennesaw Mountain, 4-0 for the first time in program history. And last week we sat in here and we're going, you know, Kennesaw Mountain's been a good story. They beat Allatoona the week before. I'm wondering if they can bottle up Isaiah Abbey and the Sprayberry running game. Well, Abbey did get 102 yards, okay? But they gave up a grand total of 3 points to the Yellow Jackets. They beat them 47-3. I did not see it coming like that. And I am anxious to see what Kennesaw Mountain does from here on because they're ranked for the first time in program history.
Big story is one of the top teams in the state. Grayson comes over to play Harrison, coming to West Cobb. Is Harrison ready for this game?
Harrison's defense is always ready. And they proved that when they played Grayson in the playoffs last year. I think it was 6-0 at the half. And Grayson had been rolling on everybody. Now, it got spaced out a little bit in the second half, but Harrison's playing much better. This one's at home. They've got a defense that can play, and Grayson's already been upended once. They got beat by Creekside in the opener. So I think, Harrison's going to have to play their perfect game, but I think they got a shot.
Typical traditional, maybe not typical, but traditional Gwinnett County Power Parkview comes over to Marietta this week. It's probably not the traditional powerhouse Parkview team that we've seen in years past, but Parkview's always tough at Marietta. What you got?
I like Tyler Hughes in this one.
Yeah.
I mean, the last 2 games he's put up, I want to say 10 touchdowns between the 2 of them. He's leading the county, or one of the county leaders in passing, one of the county leaders in touchdowns. Marietta's offense is clicking right now.
And that tight end's a machine.
And I don't think there's anybody that can really stop him. It's the question of Marietta's defense keeping a team down. And, again, whatever halftime adjustments they're making, because they gave up points in the first half to McEachern, points in the first half to Camden County and all that, and completely shut them down in the second half of both of those games. So, they're getting it done on both sides of the ball.
And finally, will Kennesaw Mountain go 5-0? The Mustangs take on the Longhorns of Kale in a big game. This is a huge game for Kennesaw. This determines if they're a pretender or a contender, John.
Well, no, I don't think that's a question anymore. They're definitely a contender. But the reason that this makes this such a big game for Kennesaw Mountain, if you think about it, they've already beaten Allatoona. They've already beaten Sprayberry. If they beat Kell, they've beaten the other 3 playoff teams from Region 6-6A from last year, because Kennesaw Mountain was the 4th. That really, I mean, they would be so much in the driver's seat, because really, when it comes down to it, the only other games that I would think that they would really have to worry about is Pope. Because as much as I hate to say it, I don't think at this point South Cobb, Osborne, Laster are quite ready to tangle with where Kennesaw Mountain is. Cayman Prangley, heck of a game last week, 5 touchdown passes. Jay Welch having a great year running the ball. Savion Riley is a deep threat. And that defense continues to come around. I did not see this kind of performance when holding Sprayberry to 3 points.
Fun stuff. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll find out if John could pick one game this week, who we would pick and go see. Right here on Cobb Football Friday.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.
And welcome back to Cobb Football Friday. Darren Sutherland and the czar of Cobb County football, John Bedarowski, sports editor for the Marietta Daily Journal. John, if you could pick one game. Let me pick the game I want to go to first, and then okay. I'll let you do that. How about that? If I picked the game I wanted to go to, I would go see Campbell at Roswell myself. So I mean, you've mentioned it. Campbell's playing awesome this year. The Spartans are looking good. Congratulations over there in Smyrna to the guys. What about you?
I think I'm going to go to Parkview Marietta. I can only imagine, you know, they've had Colquitt in there. They've had Camden County in there. The atmosphere at Marietta for this game, especially against Gwinnett team, you know, they played Parkview 2 years ago. I think it was in the semifinals over there to advance to the state championship game. Parkview's looking to come back and put a little revenge on them for that one at Marietta this year. I want to see Tyler Hughes and them light up somebody from Gwinnett County.
I want to thank once again our sponsors, as always, for Cobb Football Friday. Go buy Otter's Fried Chicken and get you some before you come. Ed Voiles Automotive, Pinnacle Orthopedics, Superior Plumbing, and Johnson and Allday Attorneys at Law. Before we get out of here, Bobby told me over at Johnson and Allday that he's winning this pick'em contest the Marietta Daily Journal is having. Is he really beating you, John? I mean, you know, should you fear the beard of Johnson and Allday in this contest?
You know, he's off to a strong start. I'll give him credit, but, you know, there's a long way to go.
So you're saying beginner's luck. As always, thank you for listening to Cobb Football Friday. We'll be back here next week.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Find more online at cobbfootballfriday.com. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. All rights reserved.